The second Sunday of every month, we celebrate, and we really do celebrate, communion. It's the Eucharist, theological term, other churches know it by that, which really in the Greek means party time, celebration. Yes, it's a somber occasion. Many of us grew up in backgrounds where it was so deathly quiet, whenever anybody took communion, you didn't dare say a word. But what God's idea is, not that we party over what he went through, but that we party because he went through it. We've got every reason to rejoice. Thank you, brothers. Every reason to rejoice because he is so good to us. And so we celebrate an open table here. If you're not a member here, you're welcome to participate here. The most important part of communion is, have you given your life to Jesus Christ? The scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. So let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we're chastened by the Lord that we may not be condemned with the world." As we partake of communion, we remember these elements are far more than elements. The wafer is his body broken for us. The fruit of the vine, his blood shed for us. If there's relationships that are in difficult situations here in the church, I urge you to get it taken care of first and foremost. But if there's a relational difficulty with somebody outside the church, get it taken care of at your first opportunity. Take communion and celebrate in him, and then take care of it. Now, let me also instruct that if you have already attempted to take care of that relationship, and as much as is possible, the Bible says, as much as is possible, be at peace with all men. If you've tried your part and people don't want to get right, well, there's nothing you can do except commit them into the hands of the Lord. But above all, take communion, because the Lord wants you to receive the strength spiritually, supernaturally, that he imparts through his elements. Amen? Can you say amen, church? All right, let's take the bread. Father, we thank you that this represents your body broken for us. We thank you that as we partake, we know that we are in you and you are in us. We thank you, Jesus, for what you did for us and taking the bruising and the battering and the beating and for dying for us upon a cross, for being buried for us and then raising again. Lord Jesus, you've done what nobody else could do, and we are so grateful to you this morning. Thank you, Lord. We do this in remembrance of you. Let's partake together. Thank you, Lord, for your body broken for me. Thank you for your body broken for us. We worship you, Lord. We give you praise. Now, Lord, as we consider the fruit of the vine, we think of the blood shed for us on Calvary. We think of the blood that ratifies the new covenant with us. Through the blood that was shed, we are washed clean. By your stripes, we are healed. There's strength imparted to us, anointing that's given to us, healing power that's our portion, because you took it all upon yourself. Thank you that our sins are washed away by the blood of Jesus. We have so much to be grateful for, Lord. And this morning, we do this in remembrance of you. Let's participate together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. We worship you, Lord. Can you give the Lord a round of applause? Come on, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. You are so good and so great. This day, Lord, we give you praise. In Jesus' name, and all the people said,
amen.